Hello.
Yeah, ma'am. Good day to you. This is Ron David. You reach
Hello,
home
Ron.
now?
Yeah, big time. Had a shower, got me hot stockings off, and I'm sitting down relaxing.
Oh my God. Oh my God. That's great. So you just do one thing, you put me on speaker
Yep, you're on speaker.
and open the Red Any Desk application.
Yes.
Now, once you see start now, press on start now.
Oh, it's not too slow today. I've pressed
Yeah.
on start now.
You press the home button. Now, you are just first, I need to help you to uninstall that application. Press and hold that com bank. Press and hold it. Okay, wait. Wait. Let me check. Okay. Okay. First, you need to uninstall that application. Okay, press
Okay.
and hold it for 2 or 3 seconds. Do not open it. Yeah. Press on.
Oh.
Yeah, press and hold it. Uninstall. Press on uninstall. Yeah, now click on OK. Now press and hold the Revolut and wait for 2 or 3 seconds. Do not open it. Now uninstall that. Yeah. Now look at the very bottom corner. Can you see at the top corner? Zip. Press and hold it and uninstall it. Yeah. And let me, yeah. Now wait for a second. Let me check if the wires is working or not so that we can just do the things. Get started. What about the login things? Press on login. And you just put the password, welcome, W capital, welcome at 786. Now, login, press on login.
Yeah, I've pressed on that. Just taking time. Yep.
Okay. Let me check. Now let me check how to do that. Okay, you just be with me.
Yep,
Okay.
yeah, right.
We need to check whether the things have been doing or and use for a while. Give me a moment, ma'am, okay?
Yeah, sure, right.
just be. First, I need. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. First, I need to add a different account. Just verify. Now just give me a moment, let me just check.
Yes.
No way. Let me just check. What is the category it will be coming up, madam? If you are just transferring for the tuition classes.
Sending money to friends and family, paying for goods and services. It could be that. Paying a bill.
What is the suitable reason it will be there? Paying for goods or services or sending money to friends and family?
Well, you're sending it to a friend's tuition, aren't you?
Oh, yeah.
So
it will be like sending money to friends and family, right?
Friends and family, yes.
It will be the good option. Suppose you need to call them, so you need to tell them the same thing, right?
That's
for the tuition classes, you are just doing that. Okay, no problem. Now scroll it down.
That's as far as it'll go.
No, let me just check. Choose a payment method. Pay ID, manual bank transfer. It will be, scroll it down a little bit. Or poly, not so. Poly, arrive in seconds. Go to the top a little bit. Go to the top, manual bank transfer. Choose it through pay ID. We are just choosing through pay ID. So now scroll it down. So that is the pay ID they have provided you, okay?
Yeah.
So you just simply press the home button. You press the home button. Now you open the Westpac. You open up the Westpac. And I just got a notification, ma'am. Today is the pay slip has been made, right?
Yes, today, yes.
So you put the password, don't make any mistake. Okay. So you click on the dollar sign at the bottom. Click on the dollar sign. Now click on pay to pay ID. Now, can you see? Add, press on add.
Where's that?
Put from, you don't have any pay ID yet.
No.
Other pay ID. One pay ID, other pay ID, wait. Email pay ID, right? In the pay ID, email pay ID. Now put the email address. Okay, wait, I'll put it for you.
Yes.
114688 6696 114688 6696@wise.com. I'm repeating it. Please match it, ma'am. 114688 6696@wise.com.
Yes.
Correct. Now press on next.
Yes.
It will be. Can you see the name already has coming up? Wise Australia.
Yes.
Yeah. So we just wait for the amount. Now press on pay. Now click on pay. Now wait for a second. Okay. So that means you need to call them for one time, ma'am. It has been getting rejected. Okay. Because we know that, and that is the reason. So what you need to do, you need to just tell them the same thing, okay? You need to just tell them the same thing that, you need to tell them that, first of all, I am providing you the details. You just be handy with a piece of paper.
Yep.
Yeah. Now, once you be handy with a pen and a piece of paper, you need to write down unique pay ID email. Email pay ID, write down email pay ID.
Pay ID. PAYID.
No,
PAY.
ID.
ID.
Yeah, email.
Email.
Yeah, now the ID will be, give a space, write down the ID. 11.
Yes.
46.
Yes.
88.
Yep.
696. At, put at sign.
Yep.
Now wise.com. wise.com.
Yep.
Read the whole thing for me.
Unique paid email 11468696 at wise.com.
Yes. Now write down account name.
Yep.
Yeah. Account name will be Wise. WISE. Wise.
Yep.
Australia.
Yep.
P. Then give a space after Australia. Write PTY. P for Peter.
PTY. Yeah. Yep.
Then give a space limited, LTD.
Yep.
Now write down the amount. The amount will be 1000.
Yep.
Yeah. So you need to call, can you see the number? You just click on done, press on done. Okay, no problem. They have just logged the account. Okay, they have just logged the account. The same thing they have just done again and again, because yeah, the thing has been changed. So you got an email. Okay, you got the messages. You open up your normal text message, ma'am. You open up the normal text message. Yeah.
What's the person's name?
I'll tell you the thing. You just simply open your message or email check. You got, yeah. Now scroll it down. That is the details has been coming up. So they have just told you to call in this number. You need to just simply call on this number. You need to tell them that I have a Wise account, transfer Wise account. Yeah, Wise YouTube has written down. You need to tell me. You need to tell them I have a Wise account which I have created like 1 month ago. Okay. You need to tell them 20 days ago to just sending some funds to one of my friend's brother or one of my friend's sister. This time you tell them one of my friend's sister whose name is Anjali. Write down Anjali. A-N-J-A-L-I. Anjali.
A-N-G.
G-A-L-Y.
A-L-I. Y
or I? I, sorry. It's I. Yes. Anjali. And the last name will be Prashad. P-R-A.
Yep.
S-A-D. Prashad. Okay.
S-A-D. Yes. Prashad.
Yeah. So you need to tell them that one of my colleague, as I have just trying to these things before, you have logged the account again and again. So you need to tell them that I'm just trying to make a, I have just created the Wise account 15 or 20 days ago, from where I am just trying to transferring the funds to one of my friends who is Indian, whose sister is just going to start a new tuition classes. Okay. So that's why my friend has requested me to just transfer the funds, because I already used the Wise account. Okay. So once I have just tried to make the payment or add the payment onto my Wise account through the Pay ID from my Westpac, you have blocked my account. Can you just unlock it so that I can do it? Understand? That is the simple thing you need to tell them.
Yeah.
Yeah. You got it, or I repeat it now?
No, I'm going to rewrite it out. I know what to do.
Yeah.
I've got it, yeah.
So you need to just simply tell them. Yeah.
Yeah, I just need the number.
Okay. It will be at the top. They will asking the same thing, okay? The last two or three times when you called the bank, they have just told you the same thing. Now, again, they have told you the same thing, okay?
Yeah.
Now, scroll down the page a little bit. Now stop. Can you see if this page was not authorized by you, please call on this number immediately.
Yes.
No, you did not need to call on that number. You press the home button. That is not the right one. Press the home button. And log into your Westpac. You see that your account is getting logged and there will be the number will coming up. No thanks. Now put your password. Can you see? Call us. There will be the call us. Yeah. Call us. So you need to call them, okay?
Yeah.
And suppose the call is not getting connected, then you need to open the email and there will be the number you can see, then you need to call on that number. But you need to tell them that I have a Wise account onto which I am just trying to add the funds from my Westpac, but somehow you have logged my account. So can you just unlock it so that I can do that? And they will ask you, can you just tell me what is the reason you are adding the funds onto your Wise account? So you need to tell them that I have a Wise account. I just want to transfer some funds to my friend's sister who lives in India because she just started a new tuition classes, and that's why my friend have told me to transfer it. And when I'm trying, it has been getting locked. Can you unlock it? Okay.
Yeah.
And if they're going to ask you what is the name, so you just told them that name will be Anjali Prashad. Okay. And I have the details. They have just going to give me the details. My friend will going to give me the. If they're going to ask you this, then you need to tell them. Otherwise, do not tell them. You need to just unlock your account. Okay.
Yep.
Yeah. And once you're done with the bank, you just send me an email that Ron, please call me so that I'll call you back. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Go and call them. Yeah.